Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Back by popular demand, we have a tremendous leader in Western New York who's really performing a very historical and important mission with the commissioning of the USS Little Rock. And this is going to be in Buffalo, New York. It's a national event, so it's very, very important. And our guest today is Maurice L. Nalon III. And just to tell you a little bit about him, he's involved with the Financial Architects, CLU, CHFC, partner. And he has his bachelor's degree from Colgate in Hamilton, New York. He also has been founder, director, and past president of Buffalo Renaissance Foundation. And he's been very active with the Buffalo Rotary Club for 35 years. And he and his colleagues at the Financial Architects help successful families manage and protect their intergenerational wealth. Our guest today, Maurice, better known as Mo Nalon, and I'm very fortunate I went to high school with this fine man, and he doesn't look a day older. Okay, let's first explain what is the USS Little Rock. What's going on?
Well, Brian, in this era of full disclosure, I have to correct one thing, because that was an awfully nice introduction, and I appreciate it. Mm-hmm. But Brian and I have actually been friends since grade school, not high school.
That's dangerous.
And, we both look younger with our hats on. But, okay. Brian, it's really it's my pleasure to be here and have an opportunity to talk about this historic event. Mm-hmm. So thanks again for inviting me to participate on your show.
Wonderful. Well, tell us what the importance, the symbolism, the whole effort for the USS Little Rock is.
Well, Brian, when a ship is christened, and that happened with the USS Little Rock on July 18th, 2015, and that's when the ship sponsor, who's always a female, does that iconic crashing of the bottle of champagne against the hull. That's the christening of a ship.
Mm-hmm.
What the commissioning is all about, that's when the Navy formally brings a ship into the naval fleet. So that's the ceremony and the celebration that we will be part of in Buffalo, New York. And it's interesting to note, I believe that it was in the past October 13th of 2016,
right.
I believe the Navy celebrated its 241st anniversary. And during the intervening 241 years, this will be the first time that a ship is commissioned directly by its namesake. And for those members of your audience who are actually hail from Western New York or who have been to Western New York, they're probably aware of the fact that the decommissioned USS Little Rock, which was decommissioned in 1976 and forms kind of the most integral part of our naval and military park.
Mm-hmm.
So it's historic on a lot of levels. We're bringing a ship into the naval fleet, as I mentioned, but also we're doing it right beside the Little Rock Museum.
Well, it's a wonderful effort, and I know how hard you've been working on this with Heidi Raphael, who was on the program with you on ESPN Radio with the Rusk Report a few months ago. Now, an important part of this effort, I believe, is raising money. And what you're involved with now is sponsorship opportunities, and these are significant, from $500 to $100,000. Why don't you tell us why people who are listening to the Rusk Report in 19 states should step up to the plate with this?
Well, if you've ever served in the Navy or have a general love for the military and, you know, a general sense of patriotism, let me provide a bit of background. When a ship is commissioned, the Navy goes to the particular community in which it's commissioned, and the deal runs like this. The Navy says, we will bring the ship to port.
Mm-hmm.
We will provide the infrastructure, the grandstands and so on, for the, you know, speaking dignitaries and seating for the people who will be attending the ceremony. And they also help with invitations. The Navy will, you know, actually, we get them lists of different categories of participants, and then the invitation that a person would actually receive comes directly from the Navy. The rest of the eight or nine day ceremony, what we call the envelope, the community envelope surrounding the actual Saturday commissioning event, is all on the community. All of the commissioner's gala, the pre-commissioning breakfast, the post-commissioning breakfast, the welcoming of the crew, those activities are all underwritten through the generous donations of the community in which the commissioning takes place. So it's important that the organizing committee be a 501c3 charity, and the commissioning or the organizing group that we are using in Buffalo, oftentimes it's a Navy League or some military organization, but the group that we're using in Buffalo is the Buffalo Renaissance Foundation. Buffalo Renaissance has a long history of providing veteran scholarships and military scholarships, and it dates back to 1981. So we just felt that in Buffalo, Buffalo Renaissance would be the perfect vehicle to kind of run this operation. And I should say before I proceed too much further along that I have put together an absolutely spectacular committee. And I don't want to leave anybody out, but it would be, I'd take the whole show if I mentioned everybody who's okay. Been so impactful. But Heidi Raphael, who you mentioned earlier, is my vice chair, along with Dan Mecca from Abby Mecca.
He's been on the show too.
Yes. And then Wayne Sorrentino, who's a commander, a retired commander in the Navy. And then a host of other individuals. We have Don Alessi and Mike Bellani and all of the colleagues down at the Naval and Military Park.
Too.
Yeah. So again, it's a group effort. You know, at the risk of sounding corny, it's an all hands on deck operation.
Okay.
And what we're going to do with the money, Brian, is mm-hmm. threefold. The first use of the money will be, as I mentioned, to provide the community envelope that really creates and underwrites the celebration. But when the Navy picks a community, they expect that community to have an ongoing relationship with the ship during the life of its time in the Naval Fleet. So the way we're going to honor our commissioning ceremony is first of all, we plan on putting together a spectacular eight-day event. But secondly, monies that are raised will be used for local scholarships, for STEM scholarships. So if you were a young man and you were interested in pursuing an educational pursuit in science, technology, engineering, or math, you would be able to come to us and petition for a scholarship. And if you had an interest in the military, but most specifically in the Navy.
Mm-hmm.
The second or the third use of the money, so we've got the event itself, and then we have scholarships. And then the third event is we'll take a portion of that money and we'll use the income therefrom to help our friends down at the Naval and Military Park. So if there's work that needs to be done in the Little Rock Museum or the decommissioned Little Rock, we'll, in our own small way, be able to assist with that effort. So it's. I think the thing for people to bear in mind is this is not a one-off event. This our relationship with the USS Little Rock will go on for decades, you know, largely reflected in scholarship money and also in our support of the Naval and Military Park.
All right. If someone listening to the Rusk Report in Buffalo or Atlanta or Washington, D.C. would like to give a tax-deductible donation from $500 to $100,000, where should they call? Where should they write?
Well, the best bet is to go to our website, which is USS Little Rock, LCS9.org. And the LCS, Brian, stands for Littoral Combat Ship. Okay. That's the class of ship, and I'll time allowing, I'll tell you a little bit more about the ship itself. But that would be the best bet if you're from shires that are far away from Buffalo. Just go on the website. If you're right around town, give me a call or send me an email, and I'll make sure that we connect the dots.
Okay. For those who just tuned in to the Rusk Report, we're speaking with Maurice L. Nalon III. And again, he's a partner with the Financial Architects in Amherst, New York. If you're listening in South Buffalo, Manhattan, or Washington, drop us a note. We'd like to hear from you. Please write to Brian Rusk, ESPN Radio, 500 Corporate Parkway, Suite 200, Buffalo, New York, 14226. This station has received letters as far away as Scandinavia and New Zealand, so we would like to hear from you. A little information here. Western New Yorkers love the traditions, and the Ampol Eagle newspaper has been writing about Polish-American traditions and events for over 50 years. News and features from a Polish-American perspective can be found in this weekly newspaper, as well as recipes and a calendar of events. Don't miss out on the next cultural presentation or polka dance by reading the Ampol Eagle. The Ampol Eagle is available in many Tops and Wegmans stores. For home delivery, call 716-835-9454. That's 716-835-9454 to have the latest news from Poland and Polonia in your mailbox each week. Again, for those who've just tuned in, some information about Mo Nalon, partner with the Financial Architects, graduate of Colgate University, Bachelor of Arts degree, founder, director, and past president for the Buffalo Renaissance Foundation. He's very active since 1979 with the Buffalo Rotary Club, and Mo and his colleagues at the Financial Architects help successful families manage and protect their intergenerational wealth. Our guest today, thanks to those who called regarding Sandy Beckman, we were talking about a different kind of ship, the A.M. Cotter fireboat.
Which will be at our celebration, incidentally.
Okay, wonderful. We did a whole program on that. And also we had a program on mental health with Stan Coleman and Jack Gustafaro with the Friendship Foundation. Coming up, we have a program on Christmas with the Calvary Church in Williamsville, New York, and a program on tourism in the Muskoka region of Ontario. So stay tuned to the Rusk Report. Again, send your notes to 500 Corporate Parkway to Brian Rusk, ESPN Radio, Suite 200, Buffalo, New York, 14226. Now, you were going to tell us a little bit more about the ship. Now, you showed me the video on this ship, and it was very dramatic. Let's hear more about the ship.
And, Brian, let me just jump in and just mention a couple other people at the Naval and Military Park who really are worthy of mention. Paul Marzello, Colonel Patrick Cunningham, and Colonel Terry McGuire have also been very helpful in this effort. And just a quick sidelight, for those of you who are of Polish extraction,
yes.
If you want to absolutely swell with pride, I would draw your attention to a book entitled Citizens of London. And in a portion of that book, you will read, I think you'll be interested to read, the extraordinary impact that the Polish expatriates had in the Battle of Britain and all of the espionage efforts during the war. Remember, the Poles lived under the jackboot of totalitarian regimes, so they were pretty good. I think when you're done with reading this book, you'll think that James Bond really should have been Polish, because the
maybe he was.
Maybe he was. But in any case, Brian, there's two themes in the Navy. There's capability and there's presence. Capability is having a big aircraft carrier in the Mediterranean or some distant port, and knowing that you really have the muscle to underwrite the activities of our Navy and protect our nation. Mm-hmm. Presence is more having ships of a smaller scale, but that are nimble and capable of getting into small littoral coastline areas. And that's really what the LCS, the littoral combat ships, are all about. I think of them, and this is certainly not a formal Navy term, but I think of the littoral combat ships as kind of the cigarette boats of the Navy. They go upwards of 45 knots. They've got a 14-foot draft, so they really can, get into tight spaces, if you will. Right. They're used for things such as pirate interdiction, submarine hunting, and you can run one of the LCS ships with a crew of about 50 people, with 50 sailors, I should say. So they really are an extraordinary ship, and I think they'll play an increasingly important role as our Navy evolves.
It's a wonderful effort. Now, let's talk about the historical importance of having this whole event taking place in Buffalo, New York, the commissioning of the USS Little Rock LCS-9. Why is this important to the history of Buffalo and New York State?
Well, it's the first time that a ship don't quote me on this, Brian, because maybe there was a ship that was commissioned back during the War of 1812, but mm-hmm. Ships are commissioned more in blue water ports. I had the good fortune of attending the commissioning of the USS Milwaukee in November of 15, which is a sister ship to the Little Rock.
Right.
And I also, October of this year, was fortunate enough to attend the commissioning of the USS Detroit, mm-hmm. which is also a sister ship. And so for those of us who live and toil and work and enjoy life in the Great Lakes region of the country, it's really an honor to have the Navy having this event in our community. It's to provide a little inside baseball, Brian. The Secretary of the Navy, a gentleman by the name of Ray Mabus, actually served on the Little Rock,
mm-hmm.
and so the Little Rock Association, which is comprised of everybody who sailed on the old Little Rock, and I found this out after the commissioning, after we received the commissioning, I was kind of given the inside baseball on it. But all the guys and gals from the Little Rock Association had really petitioned Ray Mabus to have a new ship named Little Rock. So when that was finally announced back in 2011 at the Little Rock Association's annual meeting, I guess the roof went off the building. They were so excited. So then their next effort was they went to Ray Mabus, their fellow sailor, and said, Ray, we want the commissioning right beside the Rock, which they affectionately refer to the decommissioned Little Rock. So there were a lot of themes in play. Captain Burkhart, who's the commander of the USS, the new USS Little Rock, actually grew up in North Chilai. So there's a lot of Western New York themes that kind of help bring it to our port, if you will. And as I mentioned before, mm-hmm. the fact that in 241 years there's never been a ship commissioned directly beside its namesake really is an extraordinarily historic event.
Wonderful. For those who just tuned into the Rusk Report on ESPN AM 1520, our guest today is Mo Nalon. He is chairing this effort for the USS Little Rock commissioning in Buffalo, New York. And for those who just tuned in, he has a BA from Colgate University. He is founder, director, and past president of Buffalo Renaissance Foundation. He's been a Rotarian since 1979 with the Buffalo, New York Club. And he and his colleagues at the Financial Architects help successful families manage and protect their intergenerational wealth. Mo Nalon, our guest on the Rusk Report on ESPN AM 1520. If you're listening in Montreal, Buffalo, or Manhattan, drop us a note. Please write to Brian Rusk, ESPN Radio, 500 Corporate Parkway, Suite 200, Buffalo, New York, 14226. Now, Let's talk about this week-long celebration. What is going to take place?
Well, Brian, for those of you who have ever been to Manhattan or San Diego for a Fleet Week, what we're about, it's going to be a miniature Fleet Week. Because we're on the Canadian border, we're also inviting representatives from the Canadian Navy, which also, you know, lends to the whole historic significance of the event. But so think of this, the ship will arrive probably on a Sunday. The commissioning will take place the following Saturday, and then the ship will depart for blue water that next Sunday. So it'll be about an 8-day, possibly a 9-day event.
What are the dates of this?
Well, Brian, I'm frustrated in that I'm unable to give you a firm date.
Approximately.
But we believe that subject to what's called the acceptance trial. And the acceptance trial is when the Navy goes to Fincantieri Marine and Lockheed Martin, and they put it through its final paces. Once that's done, once the Navy actually accepts the ship, then they can give us a firm date. Were I a betting man, I would say that late September, early October of 2017 would be the timing for the event, which actually works out great for us because, you know, oftentimes when a ship is commissioned, it's down on kind of a lonely pier and it comes to life just specifically for this event. As everyone in our neck of the woods knows, the Naval and Military Park and Canal Side is a tourist venue. So we also have logistical issues. I mean, there's the juvenile diabetes weekend. There's, you know, bands. There's all sorts of different activities that really run from Memorial Day through Labor Day. So, you know, it's actually a blessing that we're going to have it, you know, probably right after Labor Day because it kind of frees up a lot of what is already a very, very busy venue during the summer. But so, you know, again, if I had to guess, I would say it'd be, you know, later in September, early October.
Again, if somebody listening to the Rust Report in our 17 states, and we also blanket half of Canada, so it would be a little complicated to give a Canadian donation. But if you could tell how someone could donate anywhere from $500 to $100,000 from ensign level to admiral level for the USS Little Rock LCS commissioning sponsorship, how do they do it?
Well, in Western New York, we've gotten so much press. We've had a couple of press conferences. In Western New York, you could probably just bump into somebody walking down the street and say, how do I make a donation? For those of you who live in more distant shires, and also for Western New Yorkers, I would draw your attention to our website, which is USSLittleRockLCS9.org. And you'll find there's a PayPal facility, and there's a method for you to make a donation. For those who are anticipating a significant donation, I would suggest that they drop me a note at mlnalon@usslittlerocklcs9.org, and I can speak with them directly and tell them of all the, you know, exciting actual sponsorship opportunities that we have. So if somebody, you know, owns a bank or a restaurant or a law firm or an accounting firm or a financial planning firm or what have you, and they would like to make a more significant donation, then I would suggest that we have an actual conversation.
Who do you expect to come in for this? I think you're expecting thousands of people to come into Buffalo, New York in the fall of 2017. Who do you expect?
Well, meaning no disrespect to some of our prior events, but I'm guessing that we can probably get more people than a big duck. And as anybody that, and I should tell your more distant listeners, this past summer there was the largest inflatable duck was in down at our canal side in our waterfront area, and it drew thousands and thousands of people. So, yes, Brian, to your point, I wouldn't pick an actual number other than to say that we believe between current military, retired military, retired Little Rock Association sailors, and just the general public, we anticipate that this week-long, 8-day-long event will be an 8-day party, and it will it will draw literally thousands and thousands of individuals to Western New York. So we're really excited.
Let's talk about the need to show this patriotism and boost the Navy and be a part of naval history in the United States with this commissioning. Why is this so important to you, Mo Nalon?
Well, Brian, I think that, you know, unlike in conflicts past where it was, you know, everybody, it was an effort on behalf of the general citizenship, there are so few people that are actually serving in a combat role that I think we get up in the morning and we tend to forget that we are a nation at war, and we are a nation that's, you know, under attack, whether it's, you know, through computer hacking or through, you know, terrorist opportunities. We really live in very interesting times, if I can use that phrase. So having a robust Navy and having a citizenry that respects and lauds that robust Navy, and having it right in Western New York, where Western New York is a hotbed of veterans. For whatever reason, Western New York, both Army, military, Air Force, and Marine, has a very, very large cadre of people that have served in the military or who have family members who have served. So we believe that we're perfectly positioned to showcase what is an important part of the future Navy. And again, you know, that whole opportunity to not only have the capability of aircraft carriers and that type of thing, but also have presence in distant ports. We think it's an important part of our, you know, protecting our freedom and liberty.
Please give the website again if somebody is interested in making a donation as a sponsor, from $500 to $100,000 for the USS Little Rock commissioning.
Thanks, Brian. Yes, that once more, that email, or rather website address, is USS Little Rock LCS9.org. And the LCS, again, Brian, that stands for Littoral Combat Ship, and we are part of the Freedom Class. Mm-hmm. So LCS1 was the Freedom. LCS3 was the Fort Worth, or is the Fort Worth. LCS5 is the Milwaukee, and then the recently commissioned LCS7 is the USS Detroit. So we'll be the next ship online in this particular class of ships.
Thank you for enlightening us, Mo Nalon, and he's chairing this effort for the commissioning of the USS Little Rock LCS-9 in the fall of 2017. Special thanks to Kevin Carr, Director of Production, for the past 15 years. And we wish all of our listeners a healthy and happy Christmas. Thank you for teaching us so much about the USS Little Rock, Mo Nalon. Have a great week.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.